Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today here on the Marketing Pulpit. It's always a delight to have our listeners who join us every week, or if this is your first time, welcome to the show. I say it all the time. I do. And for those who have listened to me for quite a few of our episodes, you know I say it all the time. For those who've been with us since day one, thank you so much for your encouragement, your support. I just love you. I do. You don't have to take time out of your day to listen to our show, but you do. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support. And for those who may be new, thank you for joining us today. Thank you so much. If you have a question or comment, you can dial in. That's right. If you have a question or comment and you just want to talk to us, feel free to dial in. You can dial us at 215-383-3872, 215-383-3872. Just push option 1 and you'll be put into the queue for questions. Well, as you know, my co-host, Dr. Ira Lake, and I, we really enjoy working together. Oh, and early this morning, he got called to do mediation, so he had to go into court to do mediation today. And we always miss him when he's not here. But you got me. That's right, you got me. And I'm going to do my best to give you, I'm going to do my best, to give you just a huge heaping dose of practical information that enlightens, informs, and entertains. Our mission, of course, is to build strong businesses so that we can put people to work. We try to do that by giving you a lot of information, whether it's regarding your personal life, relationships, communication, sales, business development, leadership. It doesn't matter. We do our best to bring various topics to discuss here on the show. And, of course, you know if you have an item that you'd like for me to discuss, I'm more than happy to do that. Just send it to me. You can send it to our website, or you can go through www.enjoylifeinc.com, the letter N, J-O-Y, lifeinc.com, marketingpulpit.com. Just let them know that you have a question for Sharon or Dr. Lake, and we'll be glad to make sure that we answer your question. Well, listen, we're going to dive right into the show today. I have a topic for you before, but I'm going to do it today. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you what that topic is. So hang tight. And thank you again for joining me right here on the Marketing Pulpit.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
You know what? I'm going to get us some new music for our show. I meant to tell you all too, and I typically forget because, you know, I just like coming on and sharing with you. But listen, if you would like to a commercial on our show, if you want to sponsor our help, sponsor our show, listen, we're more than delighted to share with you what you can do to sponsor the show. If you'd like to have an ad on our show, or if you'd like to be a guest on our show, or if you know someone who might like to be a guest on our show, we're always delighted to have guests on our show. And, you know, I used to have guests on the show all the time. And I promise you, we're going to come back to that. It's just Dr. Lake and I have so much to talk about. We just love talking to you, but we will have some guests come on the show. In fact, we're working on some right now, so we're really excited about that. But listen, today, I want to talk to you. You know, we're just having quite a few, well, people are having financial struggles, you know, with the market, the economy being as it is. Not that everyone's struggling, but someone is. And we've all been there, I would imagine. Most of us have been in a place before where things may not have been going financially as well as we'd like for them to. But today, this show is for those who may be dealing with some tough times financially and you're just not exactly sure what to do. I'm just going to chat with you just a little bit today. And you may not be in that situation right now at this very moment, but you never know when you may end up in a situation where you are having a financially tough time. And, you know, with the natural disasters that are taking place all over the world, you literally don't know if your home will be here tomorrow in the next few minutes because things are happening so quickly. In fact, someone that we know had posted some pictures of their parents' home that had been severely damaged as a result of a recent storm. And we, of course, want to keep everyone who's experienced devastation and loss over the last few weeks and are still experiencing those losses with homes, cars, family as a result of storms. We do want to just keep them in our prayers and send positive thoughts out to them and their families. We do want to do that. But if you are finding yourself in financial tough times, I want to talk to you a little bit about that today. And listen, like I said, even if you are not experiencing it today, these may be tips that can be helpful for you if you ever find yourself in financially tough times. And I have to admit, I have been there. Yes, I have. Unexpectedly, not at no fault of my own. And some of you probably know one of several. I won't go into details on this show, but yeah, I've experienced some tough times. I've experienced some high times, and I came to the point where I realized, and everybody doesn't come to this point, and that's okay. But I know for me personally, I had to come to the point where I stopped putting my trust in myself. And I sure did. I had to stop putting trust in myself, trust in other people. I had to stop trusting jobs and employers. Had to stop trusting the mail system, meaning the not men, not that mail system, but, you know, the postal service. You know, I had to stop depending on those things, and I had to start depending solely on my Creator. Yeah, because I'm telling you something, when you work for a company and you've been working there for a while and they owe you money and all of a sudden you go to work and they're not there, the doors are locked, they're gone, have packed up their things, you know, it can be challenging. And yeah, that happened to me years ago when I was younger, you know. So I want to talk about that today. I'm going to share some of the things that I did. But there was actually a great in my opinion, a nice article. I mean, I wish it would have gone a little bit deeper, but nevertheless, it was a nice article in Forbes in regards to what happens when you become stressed because you're financially going through financially. And most of you know that stress that's caused by financial challenges can be very chronic, especially if your financial situation is ongoing, the difficulty is ongoing. And many people don't realize how your financial situation can have a terrible effect on your health. But what I want to talk about today is what are some things that you can do to handle that stress that's caused by ongoing difficulties, financial difficulties, and then I'm going to share with you what you can do right now. If you find yourself in a financially challenging situation, I'm going to talk to you about what you can do right now. I sure am. In fact, some of the things that I am going to share with you today, I have shared with some people that I know recently. Yeah, I shared this information with a friend that is going through because of some health challenges, and it's just having a domino effect. And I shared some of these things, and thank goodness they worked. So one of the things that I want you to be aware of, first of all, is that when you're going through any type of difficult situation, stress can almost be inevitable. But first consider the source of your stress. What is the actual issue as it relates to your finances? Are you having trouble meeting your monthly expenses? Or is it that your bills are frequently late? Calls starting to come in from creditors or from bill collectors? What is the actual source of your stress? And I have stressed this to my clients, but not only my clients, but I've stressed this to myself. And it was stressed to me when I was younger and starting to become financially literate. This was stressed to me by my parents. It was stressed to me by financial advisors that I know and have known for a number of years. You have got to become financially literate in regards to your personal situation and determine what is it exactly that's stressing you out. And I know the work isn't necessarily hard. It just takes a decision to sit down and take an assessment of your situation and what the steps are that you need to do in order to improve what's going on in your financial world. Okay? And also, if it's too much for you to do on your own, if you're just in a place and you're like, you know what, I know I need to do that. I know I need to sit down and assess where I am. I know, but I just can't do it. Then you might need to get professional help. You really might need to get professional help. And there is a lot of help out there, whether it's financial counseling, credit counseling. There's a lot of help out there. Hey, you can even call our show. You know, we will be more than happy to walk you through what you need to do to get an assessment of where you are. We do that with clients all the time. We sit down and actually have a roadmap of what it is that they're wanting to do, where they are right now, where they're trying to go. And it can be done, and you can do it. And next, you start reading. Start reading things about finances and how to get yourself in a better financial situation. But right now, here's something that I really want you to know. I want you to really listen to this. Financial stress can affect your health. It can. It can affect your health in ways that you never would have expected. Financial stress. financial stress. There was a study that was done last year at the University of Michigan and the Genesee Health Department. They found that when people experience financial stress, they tend to cut spending on things that have a positive impact on their overall health. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to paraphrase it. Many times when people are experiencing financial stress, they tend to start cutting and cutting spending on things that actually have a positive impact on their overall health. For instance, if you take medications that you know you need, sometimes people start taking smaller amounts or they cancel their visit to the doctor. You know, if you have a membership at a gym, when people start experiencing financial challenges, they start slashing, cutting memberships, not going to the gym anymore, or they stop working out because they don't feel like it. But those are actually things that have a positive impact on your health. Sometimes you start cutting out buying healthy foods and buying what you think are less expensive fast foods. And fast foods have an effect on your overall health, which in turn has an effect on your stress as well. And the rationale behind doing things like this is, you know what, I could save that money. I can save that money. Or, you know, if I wasn't here at the gym, I could be looking for another job. Or if I wasn't working out, or if I wasn't taking this walk, or if I wasn't working out at home, I could actually be making more money or extra money. But lots of times we eliminate the stress busters. Right, the stress busters. So exercise is a great thing to do, whether you are financially challenged or if you're not. Exercise, because it actually benefits you, especially if you do at least 30 minutes a day or on a regular basis. It really works wonders because it actually changes your brain by promoting the growth of new brain cells. And when you're trying to learn new things, especially like getting a financial handle on your situation or becoming financially literate, you need those brain cells. You need to be thinking positive. And when you exercise, your brain just loves it. Your body loves it. And it's a positive, it has positive effects on your body. And it also helps you to sleep a lot better. Yep, it does. And when you're stressed, as many of you know, lots of times when you're really stressed, it's hard to sleep. But exercise can help you sleep better. So a good night's sleep is really, really important in order to improve your health, make your health better. So don't eliminate those things. And eating healthy. Lots of times people think that going to fast foods because it sounds like it's inexpensive. But fast foods, eating fast foods on a regular basis because you think it's less expensive can have a negative impact on your health as well. One of the things that studies have shown has been really, really good too is some people call it meditation. Some people call it mindful thinking or devotions, getting in tune with yourself and your higher power. But meditating and just stopping what you're doing and thinking about where you are and including positive things in your day and in your thoughts can really have a positive impact as well. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you, if you're financially strapped and stressed right now, I'm going to share with you what are some things that you can do right now. What are some things that you can do right now that will have a positive impact on your situation? And like I said, I'm going to share also with you some things that I've shared with people, but not only with people, with myself, that I learned myself that could have a positive, that's right, a positive impact on your financial health right here on the Marketing Pulpit.
going on, people? It's your boy Zay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up. And you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
That's right. You are listening to Sharon right here on the Marketing Pulpit, and I'm just so delighted that you decided to join me today. You could have been doing anything else today, but you decided to join me on this day, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. And we have been talking about dealing with financially tough times. What do you do if you're in a situation and you're financially having challenges and the stress is just really eating away at you? Well, we just talked about how to deal with stress. When you're stressed and some of the things that you don't want to eliminate, even if you are having financial challenges, there are some things you just don't want to eliminate. You don't want to do that. But what are some things that you can do right now? And some of these things that I'm going to share with you are for those who really just don't have funds and means right now. They just don't know what to do. And like I said, you may not be in that exact situation today, but the way things are taking place in our world, the way storms and things are running rapid through neighborhoods and communities, it may be something that you need to know. So what are some things that you can do right now? First of all, I've already said you need to really make a serious assessment of your situation. Actually sitting down, pulling those bills out, pulling out your numbers, finding exactly what's coming in and exactly what's going out. And because those are things that you need to do, you need to go ahead and start doing those things right now. What can be cut? What are some things that you can cut? What are some things that you can wait on that you might need to figure out today? So making sure that you really take an assessment of that. And there are organizations and agencies out there, too, that can help you as well, like the YMCA. If you really need money and if you're really strapped for cash, how do you find these organizations? Where are they? Who are they? But there are some wonderful organizations out there. There are Rotary Clubs. There are also emergency agencies that help those who may need food. If you need food, there are agencies out there. Social services are out there just to help when you might need food, when you may need your gas or lights turned on. You can contact those agencies. And if you have rent or if you have a mortgage, one of the suggestions that I made to someone that I know, I said, listen, your mortgage is coming in every month. Call the mortgage company. Call the company and say, listen, I'm going through some times right now. I need a forbearance. I need you to allow me to put this maybe on my back end and just see what they say. And guess what? They were open to doing that. And so they have a forbearance on their mortgage for quite a few months. And that can help to give you some additional cash to do some other things that might be needed or to even put some emergency cash away. There's also civic organizations and churches that have benevolent funds. And I'm going to say this and stress this, don't abuse the system. Do not abuse the system, because if you abuse the system, it's going to come back to you. What do I mean by that? There are people who just go to churches. They don't need money, but they go to churches and hit on churches just so that they can make money. I'm telling you right now, don't do that. It will come back to haunt you. There are also emergency agencies out there that are willing to help with Medicaid, food stamps, and things like that. Again, they'll help with light bills. And this is just a partial list, but there's also Rotary Clubs, Businessmen Associations. I already mentioned the Y. There are food banks, ministerial associations. There are a lot of agencies out there that want to help those who truly are in need. Also assess what's priority. What is priority right now? What are things that have to be paid? If you have children in daycare, you have transportation issues, there are places that can help you with that. And always remember, you might have to sell some things. You might have to sell something. You may have to pawn something. You may have to get rid of some things. You may have to do a fire sale, or you may have to just do an assessment of things that you just don't need. And believe it or not, a lot of stuff that we have, we don't need those things anyway. We really, really don't. So you may have to get rid of some things. You have to take a serious assessment of where you are. But I promise you, trust me, when you're financially strapped, yeah, it can feel like the whole world is caving in on you. But trust me, it isn't. And this may be an opportunity to dig deeper. You can also find out some things that you can do to start your own business for little or no money. Yes, there are businesses that you can start for no money. And you might want to go ahead and look at that now. If you're in a good situation, start looking at that now, how you can make extra money to put aside for your emergency fund. But if you're finding yourself in a financially challenging situation, there is hope. Don't do anything drastic. If you're at a point and you're saying, you know what, I can't handle this, I don't know what to do, you need to give us a call. Call us here. We're more than happy to do our best to help you. But if you find that you cannot deal with it and you feel like you just can't do it anymore, there's also help 24/7, 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. There's help. There's hope. And you can do this. And, again, we're your friends here on the Marketing Pulpit. And was just wanting to give you some advice on some things that you can do in the event that you find yourself in a financially stressful situation. There's so many things that you can do, so many positive things that you can do to get through that difficult time. It's been a joy. It always is a joy to have you join us here on the Marketing Pulpit. And I hope you will join us again next week, same place, same time, where we will hope to bring more practical information that enlightens, informs, and entertains. And my dad used to tell me years ago, he said, "Babe, if you want to be successful in life, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are." I took his advice. That's exactly what I did. And I'm going to encourage you to do the same thing. Thank you so much for joining us right here on the Marketing Pulpit. Have a great day.